Every time he showed up by the camp of the Israelites, they ran and hid in their tent. Fearful. What do? We can't mess with him. There's no way. Till a man named David shows up. And then all the other giants in the land were killed because someone actually figured out it could be done. David's servants killed every last one of them that challenged Israel. There were no giants left when David's servants were done. They're giants that scare us. They keep us stuck in the city. And yet the Lord God has planted the standard out there, His standard. And He's calling to His people. Cyrus was calling. Don't be afraid. God had already brought the deliverer. Jesus Christ is going to return, we know. And He's going to bring this city to a fall. If we read in the Book of Mormon, there are two places that talk about Babylon's fall. It talks about it as a great and spacious building. Do you remember it? It's in the vision of Lehi and Nephi. He talks about the same thing. He said that Nephi saw it fall. He said, great was the fall of it. And there were still all kinds of people there. Are we there? I found another place that I think is interesting. We're told here to come out of her so we won't be a partaker of her plagues. Leave your finger there. Turn to Matthew 25. Matthew chapter 25. I have three scriptures left. I have four scriptures left. We read this. The kingdom of heaven, verse 1, is likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their lamps, vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. At midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out. Meet him. Where? Out of where? Get out of Babylon. The Lord's on His way. I was so thankful to hear our sister bear her testimony of the dream. She saw herself after she was baptized, taken out of the world, out of that city and all the... We're looking at this day. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there not be enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. They still had some attachment. They couldn't get out of the world. They're still stuck there. Couldn't find what it was, or didn't take the time to have what was necessary to get out when the new banner, when the new standard was planted at the gates. Afterward came also the other virgins. Well, while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. The door was shut. So there are those of us that belong in the camp of the Lord. There are those of us that are ready and should be ready to go and meet Him. And yet there are those of us that have the same ability, the same covenants, that can't find our way out. Who are you? There was a man that had the guts to come before the Lord. He was a rich young ruler. And he said, Lord, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? Remember the story? The Lord told him, you got to keep the commandments, and here they are. And then he had the guts to say, and I'm going to say he had the guts to say, what lack I yet? Weigh me in the balance. What am I lacking to get out? Said he had many riches and he went away sorrowing. You have the guts to ask the question to the Lord. Where am I? How am I stuck in this mire in this world? What will it take? What am I lacking? I don't want to be there in that day with my knees knocking like Belshazzar. What am I lacking to get out? What is it that holds me to this world? And so it is. We must consider these things. I want to close. Well, no, I'm not. Two verses. I want to read Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Paul says this. Starting in verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. You know, there were people that were ready to give it all up. They were ready to go back to their land, to the promises of God. They were looking for that deliverer. Are you looking? Are you looking for the Lord to deliver us from these things? What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. There's nothing, there's no joy greater. We can't even begin to fathom it. But you've got to be able to count it as nothing. And be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which through faith, that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, all that promised land that we're looking for, the fellowship of His sufferings being made conformable to His death, if by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. I want to grab it. I want to grab something. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark. There is a standard in the sand outside the walls. It says, Church of Christ, the kingdom of the King of Kings. It's out there, outside the walls. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. If you're missing the mark, God will let you know. I hope you have time to amend it. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. We want, I hope, to be found in Christ. Going back to Revelation 18, what is the end? This world is not going to last forever. Verse 15. The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off, for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, the great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea for by reason of her costliness, for in one hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up the stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. The deliverer is coming. He's on his way. Are you looking for a way to get out to meet him when he comes? Have you heard the cry, go out to meet him? He's on his way. I'm going to close in the book of Psalm, chapter 37. This prophecy of David, Who was left when Cyrus finished his work? Well, the children of Israel. They left. They had their reward. Verse 1, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." This is what must be done if we shall be here. We shall survive. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man which bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. How long ago this prophet penned the right words. Verse 35, "I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree, yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation of the righteous, is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in Him. Dare you ask, what lack I yet? Do you know it's on its way? Do you know that there's a stone, the great rock of the ages, that's been cut out and He's going to consume? The kingdoms of this world are going to become the kingdoms of our Christ. This is what's happening. This is what's on its way. The kingdom of Christ is going to be established in all the earth. The prince of this world will be cast down. Where are we? Are we still in there, partaking of its delicacies? Are we stuck in fear? I pray God help us come out of her. Thank you for your time.